we cut between two one-story buildings and began climbing the steep path, an earthen pass through birch trees. Kieran broke the silence.
Who is this friend? And where in the hell are we walking? Atlantia?
Stonehill. Aren't we?
We are.
Stonehill was a district somewhere between Croft's Cross and the Stroud Sea, where those who had a little coin, but not a lot, called home. Usually there was one family per home, and a little space between the normally one-story houses with terracotta roofs used for patios. We found our way onto another uneven sidewalk. We came upon a stucco home with no courtyard and a door leading right onto the sidewalk. I was able to see that it was dark beyond the two latticed windows on either side of the door.
And this friend?
Someone who can be trusted. His name is Blaze. Wife's name is Claritza.
Malik hit the bottom of the door with his booted foot. And how do you know them? Why should we trust them?
I met Claritza one night in Lower Town when she and her friends were smuggling barrels from a ship that had come in from the Vodina Isles. Barrels that smelled suspiciously of black powder.
He kicked the door again and stirred up the mist.
You should trust them because those barrels did, in fact, carry black powder that they planned to use to blow up the inner walls of Wayfair.
Reaver slowly looked at Malik.
What the f***?
Dissenters. They had to be dissenters. But how was Malik involved?
And you should also know that they do not believe you to be a harbinger of doom.
Well, that was good. And you? Do you believe that? Malik said nothing. The door cracked open just then, revealing a sliver of a tan cheek and one brown eye. That eye lifted to the shadowy recesses of Malik's hood, and then darted to where we stood. The eye narrowed. The man I could only assume was Blaze.
Do I even want to know?
Probably not at first. But yeah, you will once you know who I have in my arms and who stands with me.
Wariness radiated from Kieran, tasting of vinegar as he crowded Malik's back.
Who's in your arms?
The King of Atlantia.
My mouth dropped open. I didn't think Malik would answer.
Bullshit.
And I have his wife with me. You know, the Queen.
Double bullshit.
Sighing, Malik looked over his shoulder to where I stood.
Show him.
Yeah, show me. Then tell me what my good man here was smoking that got him showing up at my door on a night like this, telling wild stories.